The Gemara Masechta Krisos, Daf Hei Amud Beis, on the bottom of the Amud, begins to tell us different simonim that could be used to see if someone will be successful. The Gemara speaks about somebody who wants to know if they'll have a good year, and says lighting a candle in a closed house during Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, during the period between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, would be a way to tell. The Gemara discusses how one can know if he'll be successful, if one will know if he'll come back healthy from a trip. And the Gemara then says on that Vav Amud Aleph, Amar Abaye Hashta De Amrit Simona Milsehi, now that we've established that simonim can be shown to be effective, Yirogel Inish L'Meichel Reishata, a person should become accustomed to eat Rosh Hashanah, Kara is a cucumber, pumpkin, rubia, karti, silka, a beets, tamri, a dates. And the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tuf Kuf Pei Gimel, Sif Aleph, indeed quotes this Gemara, brings down this Gemara, La'aloch L'maisa. The Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch says, Ye'adam Regal Lechel Rosh Hashanah, a person should be accustomed to eat a Rosh Hashanah Rubya, Dina Tilson, Tarti, Silka, Tami, Kara. And the Mishnah Berurah, in fact, says, not that we necessarily even know what each one of these foods are, or even if we do, we should eat the foods that have the connotation that the Yerotzen we're going to quote now means in the language that we use. You say, when you eat the Rubya, says the Shulchan Aruch, you should say Rubya Rizuchaseinu, Karsi Yichrasuseinu, Silka Yistalko Avaneinu, Tamru Yutamru Soineinu, Kor Yikra Gzar Dineinu Vikoral Fanechazuch Yoseinu. And then the Ramah continues with the famous Minig, Vieshno Agenlek Al Tapuach Mosuk Bidvash. Many people have a Minig to eat a apple dipped in honey, v'amim t'schadishal neshonim masuka. V'yesh nahagim lechel, v'yesh v'kei nahagim. V'yesh ochel remoinim, people eat pomegranates, v'amim nirbe z'chuyos k'rimon, we should have many z'chuyos like the pits of a pomegranate. V'nahagim lechel bas ha'shami, we eat delicious meat, v'chami ne masuka. Actually, this minig is also, this Gemara is quoted in Masechta Horis as well, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. And there the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Hash the Amrit Simonim Milsehi. Now that we've established a simon makes a difference, Yerogel, the Mechsi Bereshat, the Kar of Ruvio, the Kar Siv Silk of Atamri. So it's interesting that the same Gemara appears in two places, but with a little difference of wording. Our Gemara says, Yerogel Inish L'Meichel, a person should eat these foods. The Gemara Masechta Hari says, Yerogel L'Mechsi, he should look at these foods. And of course, the obvious nafkamina is if somebody can't eat the foods because of health reasons or other reasons, that based on the Gemara Masechta Hari, he should at least put them on the table and say the proper yirotzen. Or I saw another nafkamina would be if the person is the food, the fruit, the vegetable is still connected to the ground. So, of course, on Yom Tov and Rosh Hashanah, one may not disconnect the food from the ground. And since he may not disconnect the food from the ground, he should he should see it and make the hirotzen, say the hirotzen, not eat it. So as we begin to have this discussion, many mefarshim, of course, ask the question, how is this permissible? We know there's an is in the Torah of loisanachshu. We may not do anything which is superstitious. And isn't this superstitious? So the Mashah already discusses this question in Masechta Horis. And the Mashah says that it's only considered and in fact, there are many mefarshim that suggest that it's interesting to note that this minig, which as we said is brought down twice in Shas, here in Masechta Horis, the Rambam doesn't quote. And the Rambam and the Mefarshim say that the reason the Rambam doesn't bring down this minig is because he was indeed concerned because of Lo Yisanachshu. And the Miri also seems to say that that's Pshat, and what Al Gemari here says, V'lav Milsihi, it's not something that maybe should be done. Gemara really uses a different point. Dilmachol Shadate Misra Mazle. The Gemara Posh Pshat is saying that if it doesn't have a good sign, a person may come to believe, even if he wasn't supposed to have a bad year, he will think that he's going to have a bad year. And therefore, but the Miri says that what the Gemara says is, V'lav Milsihi, this is not the way we're supposed to act, because this smacks of Nichush, and Nichush is not something that a Jew is supposed to do. But the Mashah, and obviously that's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, take a different approach. Their approach is that this is not considered a nichush, because a nichush is only when a person makes a sign. He says, if this happens, I'll do it, and if it won't happen, I won't do it. The Gemara over here is not saying that a person is doing, well, if it happens, I'll do it, and if it won't happen, I won't do it. And therefore, that's not considered a nichush. And in fact, Dor HaChaim HaKadosh, on the Pasuk of Tamim Tiyeh M'Shem Elokecha, also seems to say that when it's not done in the form of a nichush, but on the contrary, it's done in the form of a tefillah, that's not considered loisanachshu. And in fact, we find that Ezra HaSofer said that when Klal Yisrael was coming back from the Golus, and they were obviously not in a good place, and Ezra told them, Al ta'atsu, don't be upset. Ki kodesh hayoyim ladoneinu, today is a holy day. And he tells them, Achlum mishmanim v'shesum takim. And what Ezra was saying is when you do things that are good, that is mashpia that you should have it good. So it's not that this was some sort of a simon, but this is a way to be mashpia brocha for the new year. Another pshat that I saw is that a person comes home Rosh Hashanah in the evening and he has all of these simonim on the table. What he's saying is, I am confident that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has prescribed for me a great year. And because I'm confident that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has prescribed for me a great year, I'm really showing it by eating these foods that represent that belief. As we continue to think about this minig of eating these foods on Rosh Hashanah, there are many questions that come up. One question is, as the Shulchan Aruch said, we say Dehi Rotzon. And there's a number of questions what with Dehi Rotzon. The Shulchan Aruch, as we read before, says that we say Dehi Rotzon Shiyir B'Zuchi Yoseim. If we look in the Mishnah Berurah in Tuf Kuf Pei Gimel Sif Beis, Mishnah Berurah says, Yiratzol Fanecha Hashem Elokeinu Shiyibu Zichri Yaseinu. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Yerabba in the name of the Shlah, that when you say this Yiratzon, you should be Mis'oyer for Tshuva, and you should daven V'Lev Sholem, that this tefillah should be fulfilled. But clearly, the Mishnah Berurah's opinion, which is also the opinion of the Yavetz, which is to say, Yiratzoy with the Shem Hashem, which is the opinion of the Yavetz and of Adram. There are, however, the Balatanya and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch say, and so was the Minig of the Stipler, they didn't say the Shem Hashem when they said the Yiratzoy. They just said Yiratzoy B'fanecha. Others said, again, in order to avoid using the Shem Hashem, they said Yehi Rotzoi Mufnei Avinu Shebeshamayim. Again, the minhag being not to use the Shem Hashem.